You're listening to the Online News Weather and Trading Post podcast on KBEF.com.
The Webster Parish Sheriff's Office responded to I-20 eastbound overnight, where state police were investigating a vehicle crash when an 18-wheeler sideswiped the trooper's vehicle. It occurred at around mile marker 53. No injuries were reported. The Sheriff's Office reports the arrest of Cedric Taylor, age 36, of Heflin, who was booked for theft along with simple assault. One arrest reported on warrants for domestic abuse battery and simple criminal damage to property. One arrest reported for contempt of court. Minden City Police report the arrest of Menard Shine, age 44, of 506 W.R. Reeder Street, who was booked for theft. Spring Hill Police report an arrest for domestic abuse aggravated assault. Sarepta Police report an arrest on an outstanding warrant through Webster Parish, and agents with probation and parole report an arrest for probation violation. A 20% chance for showers today, high near 74, northeast wind 5 miles an hour. Clear overnight, low 54, east wind 5 miles an hour. Sunny on Friday, high 82, with a south wind 5 to 10 miles an hour. 20% chance for showers Friday night, low 65, south wind gust to 20 miles an hour. 40% chance of showers Saturday, high near 86, 50% Saturday night, low 52, and that's the forecast. In a recent session of District Criminal Court held before Judge Lane Pittard, Hayden Lee Bidlack was fined $1,500 plus court cost and make restitution along with 3 years of probation for simple burglary. Ravi Flournoy pleaded guilty to aggravated flight from an officer and will be sentenced at a later date. Crystal Marie Harrell was sentenced to 2 years at hard labor for forgery and 1 year at hard labor for a second count of forgery, with the sentencing to run consecutive. Jason Hillman was fined $1,500 plus court cost and placed on 2 years probation for possession of Schedule II controlled dangerous substance. Kelly Ann Long was fined $1,000 plus court cost, plus 2 years suspended, and 2 years probation, and 60 days in jail with credit for time served for forgery. Larry Reese pleaded not guilty to distribution of Schedule III controlled dangerous substance and will stand trial August 14th. Gregory Robinson pleaded not guilty to theft of $1,000 or more but less than $5,000 and illegal possession of a weapon and will stand trial August 14th. Candy Nicole Streetman was fined $1,500 plus court cost, plus 3 years suspended and 3 years probation for possession Schedule II controlled dangerous substance. The court revoked the probation of Bridget Watson, who was ordered to serve sentence for possession Schedule II controlled dangerous substance. Christopher Carter pleaded not guilty to simple battery and will stand trial at a later date. Hearings were held for defendants for legal representation: Dexrich Douglas, simple burglary of an inhabited dwelling, theft, criminal trespass; David T. Reagan, simple burglary, resisting arrest by flight; Aaron Damon Wright, resisting an officer with force, driving under suspension, reckless operation; Robin Foster, failure to appear. The 2023 Scottish Tartan Festival is scheduled for April 22nd. The festival will be held at the Miller Quarters Park behind the Civic Center from 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. There will be various events, demonstrations, games, food, and more. Admission will be $10 for adults, $5 for children ages 6 and under. The cleanup day is scheduled for Saturday in Sibley, being held along with conjunction with Webster Parish Police Juror Steve Ramsey, Webster Parish Sheriff's Office, and more. Citizens have the opportunity to have a crew to pick up debris at curbside in front of their homes. You must be a resident of Sibley. Call Town Hall to sign up at 377-0345. They'll pick up starting Saturday morning. Some items that cannot be picked up include household trash, appliances, dead animals, paint cans, batteries, tires, or tree limbs. On April 21st and 22nd, Cultural Crossroads will participate in the Highway 80 sale as part of the Love the Boot Week. It's the state's largest litter cleanup effort, held in conjunction with Earth Week, and that runs April 17th through the 23rd. Love the Boot was organized by Keep Louisiana Beautiful and is supported by the Office of the Lieutenant Governor. The weekend of April 21st and 22nd provides an opportunity for residents to clean up the state and reuse goods to reduce consumption of new goods and prevent items from ending up in a landfill. And the biannual Highway 80 sale falls on the same weekend as the Earth Day and Louisiana's Love the Boot Week. There will be space available, and items will be available for sale at 419 East Union. Vendors are welcome to set up on the property for free at the farm. Space is limited. Those who wish to set up should go to culturalcrossroadsofminden.org to fill out a form under Highway 80 Sale tab. They will communicate via email with vendors to confirm their participation. And volunteers can register for the Cultural Crossroads of Minden cleanup event at lovetheboot.org. Questions can be directed to the event organizer, Elaine Eaton, who is the president at culturalcrossroadsofminden@gmail.com, or you can call 318-268-6535. The Germantown Bluegrass Festival is scheduled for Saturday. The festival runs from 10 a.m. till 4 p.m. Saturday at the Minden Fairgrounds. Admission will be $5 per person for those over age 12, and admission free for ages 12 and under. Those scheduled to appear include Ben Shirley and Friends, the Side Trackers, Sweet Home Harmony, the Gent Mountain Grass Burrs, the Mountain View Connection, and James Sandage and Friends. Bleachers will be available, but you can bring your own chair, and a complimentary shuttle bus will run to Germantown Museum from the fairgrounds every 30 minutes from 10:30 a.m. till 3 p.m. on Saturday. The event is sponsored in part by the Webster Parish Convention and Visitors Commission. For more information, call 927-6961. A one-night revival is scheduled for 7 o'clock Friday evening at the Greater Blessings Church of God in Christ at 409 Sibley Road. The guest speaker will be Superintendent Maurice Rogers, pastor of the Red River Church of God in Christ of Coushatta, of the Mansfield District Superintendent. The church pastor is Superintendent Alvin Lewis, of the Greater Faith Minden District Superintendent, also pastor of Faith to Faith Church of God in Christ in Ringgold, and the public is invited. Graveside services for Sharon Turner Mosley are scheduled for 11 o'clock Friday morning in the Whispering Pine Cemetery, with Chris Bechet officiating. Survivors include her husband Dale Mosley of Minden, her mother Shirley Turner of Minden, a daughter, Bobby Jean Turner of Spring Hill, two stepsons, including Dakota Mosley of Houghton, two brothers, including Rodney Turner Jr. of Houghton, a grandson, a number of step-grandchildren also survive. Funeral services for Ricky Carr, age 58, of Heflin, are scheduled for 11 o'clock Saturday morning at the Christian Faith Worship Center in Shreveport. Burial will follow at the Pleasant Grove Cemetery in Blanchard. Wimberly Agency is a multiple-line independent insurance agency that has served our area for nearly 60 years. From a personal auto policy with one vehicle to a growing business with a large fleet of vehicles, pollution exposure, and large bond demands, Wimberly Agency has the company and personnel to provide excellent insurance solutions. With convenient locations in Minden, Ringgold, Homer, and Hainesville, call 377-3611 or visit WimberlyAgency.com. Good afternoon. It's time for the Trading Post on Kansas Radio, the program to buy, sell, trade, give away, lost and found. So get your pencil and paper ready. It's time for the Trading Post on AM 1240 KASO. On the Trading Post, all telephone numbers begin with a prefix of 377, unless otherwise stated. All the cell phone numbers will have the area code 318. Unless otherwise mentioned. Garage sale Friday from 8 until 2. at the New Mercy Church. That's at 721 East Street. Or if you need information or directions, you can call 453-7974. That's a garage sale Friday, 8 until 2 at the New Mercy Church. That's 721 East Street. For information or directions, you can call 453-7974. For sale, a pet carrier for $5 at 553-7977. Pet carrier for $5 at 553-7977. They have to give away a washing machine for scrap. Call 371-9015. That's a washer. It's just a giveaway for scrap. That's at 371-9015. Wanted: bucket seats for a 97 Chevy extended cab truck. They're at 299-0751. Wanted: bucket seats for a 97 Chevy 1500 extended cab, 299-0751. To give away non-working dryer and refrigerator, 288-2330. They have a dryer and refrigerator they want to give away. They're non-working, but you're welcome at 288-2330. Wanted: a 10,000 BTU or larger air conditioner. Call 288-2330. Wanted: at least a 10,000 BTU or larger air conditioner. 288-2330. A rummage sale Saturday from 8 until noon at Lakeside High School, sponsored by the Lakeside School Cheerleaders. That's a rummage sale coming up Saturday, sponsored by the Lakeside Cheerleaders. That'll be from 8 until noon on Saturday at Lakeside High School. For sale, a futon, a twin-size mattress, a DVD player, and a weather radio at 510-9974. That's for sale, a futon, a twin-size mattress, a DVD player, and a weather radio at 510-9974. For sale, 16-foot and 8-foot 2x4s. Call 268-0261. That's for sale, 16-foot and 8-foot 2x4s. Call 268-0261. A male registered English Mastiff dog to give away. For information, call 390-2167. They have to give away. It's a male registered English Mastiff dog. Call 390-2167. Two rooms for rent, each for $300 a month with bills paid. Wanted: a 94 or 95 Lincoln Town Car for parts. 639-9340. That's two rooms for rent. Each are $300 a month. Bills are paid. And they want a 94 or a 95 Lincoln Town Car for parts at 639-9340. For sale, a gas stove, 382-5626. They have a gas stove for sale at 382-5626.
That was today's online news, weather, and Trading Post podcast on KBEF.com.